I'll show you a little experiment. How about all of you shifting over until you're on the left side of your body? Shifting over to the left side of your body. Looking at me from the left side of your body. Go ahead, shift over. Be a little bit of shock to some of you. Be on the left side of your body. Now consider it with the left side of your body. Now let's do a shift and shift over to the right side of your body. Shift over to the right side. Anybody get a little tremor? A little bit of apprehension maybe? Something going on here? How can he stand up there? And I actually do feel these things. All right, shift over to the left side again. You can do that easily. Now, shift center. Shift center. Right center. Now shift over to the left side again. Now shift center again. Right center. Just be alive in the center of your being, right here. Now, some of you can shift into your stomachs. Not all of you. Try shifting into your stomach. Be in your stomach for a moment. Now come up and be center here again. All right. Any of you feel just a little bit groggy when you started going center? Did any of you get a somatic right there when you started shifting into the center? All those who got a somatic right here when you started to shift to the center, would you please raise your hand? Mm-hmm. Now, isn't that very interesting, this proportion out of this small audience? Huh. What is this thing? There is, potentially, for anyone here, there's a somatic right there in the middle of the forehead. What is it? The mystic used to call it the eye of the soul. Somebody says it's the pineal gland. Somebody says it's the residence of consciousness. They say a lot of things. What is it? And what would happen if you kept it on very long? Well, you can keep it on. You can just shift into the center, just like I showed you just a moment ago, and turn it on if you want to. It'd be the first time you were ever even remotely resembling yourself if you did.